All right. This is Welcome to Juice of the Morning. This is Car Thoughts Episode 6. I know the audio is going to be shit for this. I'm very familiar with that. I forgot my mic at home, but from encouragement from my good friend, Jay Khan, he told me to get out there and record another one of these. So I haven't talked to you all since I went on my cruise. We went to the Bahamas, Jamaica, and, what was the other one? I'm blanking. Labadee, Haiti. So we went to Haiti, Jamaica, and then Coco Cay, which I believe is in the Bahamas. It was a Caribbean cruise. It was fantastic. I ate about a billion calories worth of food. The first two nights, the way it works is you can schedule like what time you want to go to dinner. And we went to dinner at 5:30, and they've got like a predetermined menu and you can choose from a few different options. And the first night I got my dinner, I got my appetizer, and then I got like a dessert. But I was kind of frustrated because there was like multiple things on the menu that sounded like they would be a good meal. And so I was like, second or third night, I think it was actually the second night, I was like, I think we had like some prime rib or some sort of beef. And I was like, man, that was really good. And the waiter came by and was like, hey, did you want another plate of dinner? And I was like, well, yeah, I would love that. I'm still hungry because I'm a big boy, I eat a lot. And the guy brought me another meal, and I just kind of like nonchalantly asked, like, is there like a limit to this, or can I get like whatever I want on the menu and like have like multiple dinners, multiple appetizers? And he was like, oh yeah, you can have whatever you want. And I was like, oh, well, then it was on. Every dinner after that, I had probably maybe 2-3 appetizers. Every night after that, at least 2 dinners. And then multiple desserts as well, because, I wanted to try everything. Like, and the portion sizes aren't that big. The appetizers are, like, specifically for one person. So I was just going to town. But the last night was, like, the best night of dinner. I definitely ate way too much and was way too full. Every other night I ate until I was full. So it was good. Dinner was fantastic. The food was amazing. I heard some people complaining about the food. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was great. They sounded like people that have supposedly been on like cruises for like 10, 15 years. This is the first one ever for me, so I thought it was awesome. We got the drink package, which in the end was worth it. I'm pretty sure over the course of 5 days and like 6 nights or whatever it was, I think I did the rough math by like counting each time that we ordered a drink. Now it was difficult because they, alcoholic beverages and like sodas and other like types of drinks, specialty drinks like lemonades and coffees and stuff like that, also got put on our charge list. But we had free drinks because we'd got the deluxe drink package. But I did the math, and I think roughly we had like, I personally had like 160 drinks. I think maybe even more than it might have been closer to 180 after the last night. But either way, it was fantastic. I drank my face off, ate my face off. But what I wanted to get into talking about, like, because a lot of my podcasts and a lot of like my content lately has been kind of fitness related. And I made a quick like reel/TikTok video about this. Lifting weights, or if you're in some sort of exercise program, whether it be lifting weights, cardio, yoga, any kind of just like physical activity that you're doing to try to improve your physique and make yourself feel better, it's boring. It sucks. It's hard. It's difficult. Sometimes you're sore. Sometimes you're, like, for example, me, I was dumb and tried to do too much weight on deadlift, and I tweaked my back. I've done this countless times throughout my career of exercise and weightlifting and doing all those things. So now it's going to hurt for probably a week or two. and just be kind of uncomfortable. But I pushed through it, and I still got my shoulder day done today. I wore my weight belt, my lifting belt, the entire workout, because it helps kind of get me through without feeling like I'm hurting myself more. But yeah, it's all difficult. It's not easy. You know, you need that discipline. Discipline will get you over get you through days that you don't have motivation. But you know what's not boring and what's not difficult and what's an amazing side effect and something that I can't tell you how good it feels as a man, a white middle-aged man who probably receives 0 to 5 compliments, you know, per month, maybe even per year, who knows, to be walking around, you know, hanging out, and for someone to come up to you and be like, or to notice you in the elevator or whatever and say, you know, hey, do you work out? Do you lift weights? That right there is like, I've told you guys a thousand times, my fitness related content is not about health and longevity. It's about trying to look the best I possibly can at all times. And to have that work justified by just maybe like a handful of strangers, 3 to 5 people, I think, you know, brought that up. And like I said, it was just an amazing feeling. It's like, yes, why, yes, I do work out. And, you know, starting to get into like a conversation with them about fitness and like what they're doing, what their goals are, that kind of thing. It's just, it's heartwarming. It kind of just gets you fired up. And, like I said, I said this in the video that I recorded, that cruise was either fantastic or completely horrible for my ego, because on top of that, we were at dinner and a table across from us, I don't know if this is a compliment or they were kind of like subtly, you know, throwing shade my way, but a lady kind of looked over and said, are you on the radio or are you on TV or something? And I said, no, why? And she said, you have an amazing voice for radio. And I was like, well, thank you. And then obviously the people at my table started bringing up my podcast, Juice in the Morning. And I don't think that older lady and older gentleman were my ideal demographic. But either way, it's once again, it's one of those things that it just kind of gives you that like warm little feeling in your stomach when you hear something like that. Because I've been told before that people like my voice. When I listen to my voice on podcasts, on video, on reels, on TikTok, I just kind of like cringe a little bit because I think it's hearing my own voice. But I've said this before, we're always our own worst critics. But yeah, and then on top of that, you know, the cruise ship had an amazing gym that fit all the needs. I hit the gym, I think, three or four days out of our 5-day trip. So I feel like that was a win. I got all my workouts in. I didn't miss any of my programs, so that was good. I think, yeah, because I came home, I almost missed because I think it was only 3 days because my program's currently 4 days of lifting. And I came home and I got my last two body parts worked out on Sunday, the weekend that we got back. But yeah, I enjoyed that. That was fantastic. It was great for my ego. I did the boat sexiest man competition. I got third place to a 74-year-old man and a overweight gay guy. So that was awesome. I feel like that was kind of rigged against me. I feel like I put on a pretty good show. Those videos are also on my Instagram and TikTok if you're looking for them. What's funny about the video is I got stopped in the middle of my very first kind of like, you know, go round, and then he gave me some tips and then I really let loose. So the video that's out there is after I got restarted. So I think I did pretty good. It definitely wasn't the boat's sexiest man competition. It was the boat's man that was the most entertaining competition. But anyways, that was super fun. I love that I got the chance to put myself out there. My buddy Patrick and I became kind of like boat famous because A, of that sexiest man competition, and then B, we closed down the club a couple of nights where you there was like a club at the top of the ship that usually had like dance music and things like that every evening, and we went there a couple of nights and closed it down and danced our hearts out. I'm not a good dancer. Nobody will ever tell you that. I'll never tell you that. But I will go hard on the dance floor. I will do my best, and I will enjoy the hell out of myself. So that was a fantastic time. I can't tell you how much that, how great that is. I started a new gig, started with a new organization, loving it. Tons of resources that they give you. Lots of very intense onboarding to really get you to understand what you're going to be doing day to day. I don't have a lot of background in the specialty of healthcare that it's in, but it's something that there's so many resources and operational tools that make it a really good, exciting opportunity. So I'm very pumped about that. I'm going to try to keep it kind of confidential of where I work, just because of who knows about this podcast thing. And I also know, once again, this audio is dog shit. I'm talking to my phone right now. I forgot my microphone, so I appreciate it if you bared with me through this entire rant and spiel. But once again, it's when you get those compliments and you get that kind of recognition for your hard work, that's what keeps me going through my fitness journey and makes me completely excited about continuing. And if my motivation's low, I think about kind of those comments and those moments. So if your motivation is low and you're like me at all and you're just in it solely to improve your physique, that's going to keep you going. And kind of just remember those moments when people have given you compliments. And if you're doing it for health reasons and all of that stuff, that's also great too. That's fantastic. Like, keep it going. It's all about knowing your why and why you do it. That's, and finding that motivation. But once again, discipline is always going to trump motivation. So like today, I woke up, my back was sore. I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to get there, but I got there and we got it done. So if I can give you anything, any kind of advice, live in the moment. Don't restrict yourself. I didn't restrict myself at all on vacation. I came back, and I know it's all water weight because of all of the carbs and everything that I was drinking alcohol wise and everything like that. I gained 10 pounds on vacation. I went in to vacation at like, I think 225, 221. And I came back at 235, between 235 and 240. So it's easy to gain that, but I'm already back to maintaining at about 228 to 230 right now. And I've still got, you know, somewhat visible ab lines, things like that. So it's all water weight. Don't restrict yourself too much. Have fun, live in the moment, and enjoy every part of it. Because I will tell you, that cruise vacation, never been on one, but that was probably top five vacations of all time that I've ever been on, ever. Everything was fun. Everything was great. There was something to do all the time. Never a dull moment. And I can't wait to do it again. We really want to take our daughters on a Disney cruise, I think, is one of the things on our to-do list. And then also, you know, we're already planning our next vacation. We've got a friend's vacation in May where we're going to go to an all-inclusive resort. So I'm pretty pumped about that. But the holidays are coming up. Enjoy them. I love Halloween. I love Thanksgiving. Christmas is literally my favorite time of the year. So we're going to keep doing these. So I appreciate J-Con for pushing me to get it done. I've been lazy. I've been slacking. Not really lazy and slacking. I just don't have time. The car time is my only time. And I just started a new book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So I've been listening to that whenever I've been traveling. So once again, thank you for listening. If you made it this far, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. It's juice8507. and I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace out.